Lost Without God by Sheila Kopp. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Genesis 2, verses 21 through 23. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to accept it or not, we need God. We are nothing without Him. He is the one who made us. The very breath we take today came from Him. Without God, we are lost. The amazing thing is that so many of us run away from Him. We think we can live without Him. We think we can make it without Him. Why is it that we keep wanting to figure things out on our own when we were made by God and created in His image? Since day one, we just want to be independent of Him. Take Cain, for example. He was the very firstborn of Adam and Eve. He rebelled against God. He refused to listen to the Lord when He came to correct him about being angry against his brother Abel, because the Lord preferred Abel's offering. Cain was the very first murderer ever in the history of mankind. The Bible states that he went and killed his brother Abel because he was jealous of him. It's very sad, isn't it? Instead of listening to the Lord, he went on his own and came up with his own plan. God punished him, and he became cursed. The earth was commanded not to give her strength to Cain or yield any fruit for him. He also became a fugitive and a vagabond. That is really very sad, to be vanished from the presence and the face of God is the saddest thing that can ever happen to man. Unfortunately, it still is the case today. Sin will still bring us away from God. God has not changed. He is still a holy and pure God. When we sin, we still are condemned to die and be a fugitive and a vagabond all the days of our lives. We become separated from God and are lost forever. That's why it is such a beautiful and incredible thing that Christ came and offered himself as the living sacrifice that was wonderfully acceptable to God. God himself came in the flesh of man we call Jesus Christ, and gave himself as the offering for our sins to God. He came and died for the sins of the world. Once and for all, the death of Jesus Christ has brought mankind back to God. He has become the atonement for our sins, so that whoever comes to him now and talks to him and ask for his grace and forgiveness will be forgiven. We will find life again. We will have God again. We are not lost forever after all. God in Christ has redeemed mankind back to himself. And through repentance and the confession of our sins to him, we will be saved. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans 5, verses 6 through 10. Prayer. Lord, how wonderful it is that you've come to give your life for us at Calvary. How wonderful it is that your love is greater than any sin we can ever commit in this life. How wonderful it is that you are greater than any darkness or the principalities of this world. Oh, Father, thank you with all of my heart for your grace, your love, and compassion upon us today. Thank you for giving your life at the cross for our sins. Thank you that your love is so great that you did not let the thought of death deter you from giving your life as a sacrifice for the salvation of our soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with all of my heart for dying for our sins. Savior, I pray today with all of my heart that you will please give us faith in your great love for us today. Help us to come to you and be honest and be open to you in regards to our sins so that we will not be lost, but find eternal life with you. Help us to desire you more today and follow you all the way. I pray all these things in your most wonderful and awesome name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.